Can we please have quiet on the set?
Why are you so quiet with it?
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we just watch?
WWE Extreme Rules.
It was okay.
It wasn't very extreme.
No.
It was okay, mainly because of the very end. Can we go ahead and say it? I don't know if I can hide it any longer.
Seth Rollins is back.
Oh my god, we marked out so fucking hard. Seth Rollins is back. We missed you, Seth. Everyone missed you.
I didn't think they were actually going to have him there. You know, I thought it was going to be a swerve because they posted on like the Facebook page and all that jazz. I figured maybe he would make an appearance at Raw and cut some kind of promo.
No, he fucking pedigreed the fuck out of Roman Reigns after he retained the title.
And he has new ring gear and he has new shirt.
I'm wondering if he'll have a new theme because I didn't play it. But it's like the cherry on the shit sundae. You know, like, I loved it.
Just if his music would have hit, I don't think
the universe probably would have pissed myself.
Just, oh my god.
Because we had given up. We were, like, tuned out. After the IC title match, we didn't give a fuck. No one in the audience gave a fuck. And then Seth Rollins. CrossFit Jesus.
He's returned.
Oh, thank god. Please stay healthy. Never leave us again.
All right, so the first match that was a pre-show match was...
Your boy.
My boy Ziggles.
No, I meant Baron Corbin.
God fucking damn it. And Baron Corbin.
This was a no disqualification match, which meant that Baron Corbin could punch him in the dick.
Yeah, that was like the only thing.
Dick punch, end of days, end of match.
But it was a pretty fun match.
he pulverized his plums, like...
I love him so much. Why can't they just take fucking racist JBL out at him?
I don't know. I wish they would. I hate JBL.
I really enjoyed it just because I love the Ziggles.
This is a really good, decent match.
Baron Corbin, short. As much as I hate him as a person, I don't really hate him necessarily.
He's a good wrestler.
He's
good in the ring. Yeah. This set the tone for a lot of matches tonight, though, where the big guy dominated. It's a very one-sided match. Like the first three matches.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first match of the actual pay-per-view.
Oh, no. Don't skip the commercial. That we saw.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. They showed a commercial for Money in the Bank, I think it was.
Yes.
But the commercial was just two ladybugs fucking on a leaf. I don't really understand.
Just let it happen.
What that had to do with wrestling, but.
I just feel like somebody made it, showed it to Vince, and he just went.
Yes, it's two ladybugs fucking. And then we get into the tornado tag match.
Usos versus the Not Bullet Club.
The club.
I didn't give a fuck about this match.
No one did.
Well, I looked at the statistics this last Monday when we were watching Raw because we were like, how many times has the Usos versus the Club actually happened? And it's been every Raw and SmackDown for over a month.
It's been almost 2 months, right? So we've seen this match a million fucking times. No one cared. The Club is a stupid name. Just call them Gallows and Anderson.
But they have a door now that they can go into. It's called the Club.
Their locker room door. It's a stupid name. It's the biggest, like, cop-out bullshit name. I don't know. This match had one of my problems with Extreme Rules, is the rules blend. All the matches are the same. When Gallows goes, he picks up the bell to hit one of the Usos with. I can't tell them apart. It's not a racist thing. They're twins. I can't tell them apart. And Michael Cole says, anything goes in this match. No. It's just a tornado tag match. It's not an Extreme Rules match. It's not a no DQ match. It's a tornado tag match. Fucking stupid.
Maybe they decided to add in tornado tag matches if there are no DQs now.
Everything's no DQ. It doesn't matter. Extreme Rules is the same as no DQ.
This was like the exact same match that we watched last Monday.
Yeah. The only plus was JBL once again screaming, Lariato. Oh my god. Because he's not racist at all.
Please. The only thing I kind of want is for, I want the current, I want Michael Cole, JBL, and Byron Saxton. I want them to call a New Japan match. I just want to hear what they would say. Like, take like Tanahashi versus Okada.
Oh god, it would be the most racist thing you've ever heard. Because of JBL.
Or like Tetsuya Naito, because you know how he does the eye thing? JBL will like, get it because he's got squinty eyes.
I hate JBL as an announcer, I hate him as a wrestler, and I hate him as a person, because he's a piece of shit. Did you ever see when he beat the fuck out of Blue Meanie just because he didn't like him?
Yeah, I remember you showing
He's a that. Piece of shit, and he's racist.
Lariato!
And he only yells that in matches that involve people that were famous from New Japan. That's him being Japanese and screaming. I think at the last pay-per-view, he even said, or as they say it in Japan, Lariato.
Yeah.
Stop it, JBL. I mean, it's Vince's ear going, they do sound like that.
Yeah, this match was boring.
It was a fine match that I've seen.
I was just bored because
I've seen 100 times.
There's nothing super special about it.
So I'm pretty sure that they're even now in wins and losses between the two.
Yeah.
This served no purpose, and we see them both again later in the fucking night.
Which we already knew what was going to happen.
That's why it was like they'll be on first so they can rest up.
Mm-hmm.
So the Usos can be heels later.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We will get to that.
Second one was Rusev versus Kalisto. Again, we've seen this a lot.
This is the exact same match Kalisto had with Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same. Kalisto's back knee and all. I hate to, like, make allegations. But is Kalisto roiding, dude?
What was it? It was at least, like, 6 months ago when we were doing a pay-per-view that we first noticed.
His back is covered.
I don't know.
Covered in back knee.
Maybe he's just bad genetics.
He looks like the warlord out there. I don't know. I just, from the 80s, you know, Rick Rude and all them had it. They all died young. I don't want to see Kalisto die. I don't like him, but I don't hate him.
I like Kalisto. I've grown to like Kalisto. Originally, I didn't like the Lucha Dragons, but I like them now. This match, I mean, it wasn't a bad match. The best part of it was that Michael Cole Wicked accolade.
Michael Cole Wicked accolade?
Remember?
Yeah, I know. But why are you bringing that back?
Because I just want to say Wicked.
Yeah, because they decided to fake an injury, a back and neck injury, with Kalisto in the match.
They did that like 3 times tonight.
Which I think is really fucking tasteless, considering at the last pay-per-view, you seriously had someone that had a serious injury in the ring. Maybe not fake injuries. You've had enough real ones.
But it was
but
like
then Rusev breaks him in half with
it was like this
accolade.
Full bend, and it was awesome looking, and it loved it.
So Rusev, new U.S. champ.
I'm okay with it.
Just in time for John Cena's return on Memorial Day.
That's the unfortunate part.
So Rusev's going to get buried again, is my prediction.
Which sucks because I really like Rusev.
Yep.
I really do.
I don't know what match the fans were watching, though, because they kept chanting, "We want Lana." I'm like, she's right there.
Yeah, she was just watching.
She's at ringside. Yeah. She's there.
So this is the first match that I noticed double selfie guy. I want to talk about double selfie guy because I could not get over him. This guy had like an iPad and a phone
at the same time,
and the entire pay per view. Like it wasn't even like during a match.
He put the iPad away after a while.
No, he brought it back at the main event.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had them both at ready.
Ugh.
And all he did was like lean over the barricade and try to get selfies, and then it would go back and they would start wrestling, and you could see him just like tweeting it or whatever. Just like he was just fucking on his devices the entire God, I hated him so much.
Yeah. Front row, didn't even watch it.
Double fucking.
You know who else I'm mad at? Fucking cat guy. Heel turning son of a bitch.
Yeah, he turned heel.
All of a sudden he hates fucking New Day?
Yeah, he doesn't like New Day.
He liked Roman Reigns?
Yeah, he liked Roman
Reigns. I think he's always liked Roman Reigns, though.
No, because remember a couple months ago, he booed him, or he thumbs down.
Oh, he did thumbs down.
Yeah.
Well, he likes him now again.
And then when Seth Rollins came out, he didn't know what the fuck to do.
No, he was confused. It's like, is it good or bad? I don't know. But he did not cheer for New Day match.
He had a sign, like last pay-per-view.
Which was the New Day versus the Vaudevillains.
This match is okay.
Best part of the match was Big E coming down with two garden hose.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. And he's like, in the garden hose, one's Aiden English and the other's Simon Gotch. And since we're in the garden hoe, or the garden state, we're going to put two hoes in the ground.
And Xavier talked about how he wants dick pics.
He wants dick pics. He wants people to send him pictures on Twitter. Like, how many dick pics did he just
DM.
Get? How many?
And then Kofi came into his bootio.
Yeah. Kofi did not fight.
This is when we realized that Cat Guy turned heel, because I wrote down Cat Guy's turning heel.
Yeah, he didn't cheer for him. Now, Xavier was wearing Iron Sheik boots.
Did they have little bells in the end or no?
No, but they had the curved.
Yeah.
Who knows what those dudes.
Xavier also did a Kenny Omega Hadouken. Well, kind of a Kenny Omega Hadouken. It was pretty cool.
I will say this, as much as I love Xavier Woods, it takes their matches down a little bit when he fights because Francesca.
And he's just so much better. Like I said, he needs to be a manager because he's so good at being at ringside. And
yeah, and you don't have that with Kofi. I don't know what he was doing out there. He interfered in the match so that the Vaudevillains could lose.
Well, I think Xavier also, I think he's still a pretty solid wrestler.
Oh, Xavier's really good. Yeah. They did have him kick out of the whatever the Feld Villains move is.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember what it's called. The Whirling Dervish.
That's right.
They had him kick out of that. And then he won with, I don't know if he has a name for it, but it was a Shining Wizard,
mm-hmm.
which is a move I always love. And
it's pretty cool.
I hadn't seen it since AJ Lee. God rest her soul. She's not dead, but.
Big E's wicked suplexes, by the way. Those were awesome.
Yeah, Big E's pretty awesome.
And then when he destroyed the barricade like a rampaging rhino.
When did he destroy the barricade?
Remember, I think it was Aiden English like threw him into the barricade and he
Oh, that was the steps.
That's yeah, he just blew it.
Yeah. I was glad to see the Big E's spear come back, though. I do like that move a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was a solid match.
Okay match.
I've grown to like the Vaudevillains. I used to be really on the
fence. I do like the Vaudevillains. I like the New Day, but not. I think it's they need to lose the titles. I think it's getting stale with the New Day that they haven't lost in God knows how long.
Yeah, because with me, I'm not necessarily tired of the New Day. I just kind of wish that more tag teams would be
There's going a lot of tag teams in your division now. It's very strong. Strong as it's been in years. It's time to pass the torch, I think.
Because New Day can still have their shenanigans.
Yeah.
But I still think that they're going to be waiting for Enzo and Cass to take the title.
Yeah. Anybody. The Shining Stars, they debuted. Somebody needs to get the titles. Not the Dudleys. Anyone but the Dudleys. Mm-hmm. Or the Usos. They've had it fucking enough. And I don't like the Usos, and we don't even know what the fuck is wrong with them today. Healing son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. They're just kind of flip-flopping a lot.
Yeah. They break up a pin in the main event. Their faces. I'm jumping right to that. I don't care. I know it's extreme rules, but Jesus Christ, it doesn't fit.
You have to protect the bloodline because they're Samoan.
Well, that's just them proving that they think Reigns is weak and can't win it on his own. That's what heels do. That's why Ric Flair pays Dana Brooke. I'm just going to spoil everything before we get to it.
Kyle, we have to talk about the best match of the night.
Okay, best match of the night, hands down, was for the IC title.
Fatal 4-Way.
I love all four of these guys.
Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, The Sizz, and The Miz.
I love them all. I'm a huge Miz mark. I love him being the champion. I was okay with any of these guys walking away as champion.
I just didn't want. I didn't want it to be Kevin Owens.
I didn't want
it
to be Kevin Owens.
You and I both I'm want him to have money.
Hoping they give
the
him
bank,
money in the bank next month. I really, really hope they do. A lot could change because you have a lot of people returning. They could put it on Cena. They could put it on Orton or Bray Wyatt. They're all supposed to be back by then. Seth Rollins came back a month early, by the way. They originally said he'd be back for Money in the Bank.
That's right. Yeah.
I love you, Seth Rollins. I won't say that enough.
In this started out so great with a haluva kick in two seconds.
They rang the bell, and like each guy is standing in a corner, and they ring the bell, and then we hear Michael Cole say, Kevin Owens is already knocked out. And they laugh, and we're like, what? What? It happened so quick, we didn't even see it. They rang the bell, and as soon as they rang it, Sami Zayn was like in mid-sprint and nailed the haluva kick on Kevin Owens. Like, we didn't even see it. Thank God they showed a replay because we're like, what happened to Kevin Owens? And thank God they showed a replay because Lord knows if we're trying to rewind the fucking network,
God,
it fucks it all up. Ugh, I won't complain about that.
We missed like 5 minutes of the main event because Kyle was like, well, hold on, what just happened? And then you went back like five seconds.
And it went back to the beginning. And I was like, well, let me get back to where we were. And then it decided, I need to buffer repeatedly on this thing that's not live. What the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck? Network, fix shit. I love you, but fix it. It's ridiculous. Made us miss Charlotte and whoever last month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Natalya.
Yeah, that's right.
We missed that entire match.
Yeah, because we would have just gone to, you know, play it now, but it technically was already over because we were like 10 minutes behind.
We take breaks.
Yeah. Get snacks and stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, after shitty matches like the one we'll talk about a little bit later or next, we're going to talk about IC some more. But
oh, yeah.
We have to just cleanse our palates of that garbage.
Cesaro's backbreaker on Sami Zayn was fucking awesome.
What did Cesaro do to his head?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
He had two scratches, like temple to temple, even across his head.
Maybe when he, because remember he was thrown against the turnbuckle by Kevin Owens?
Yeah, I don't know. He caught his head on something.
It wasn't super bloody, so I mean, it wasn't like a big deal.
No, but they were some good scratches. Like, just even. It looked like somebody just raked a, like, garden trowel.
Maybe the hoe is still there.
Yeah. It could have been the hoe.
I have written down, I can't deal with double selfie guy, because this was another match where I was like, stop.
You know what I can't deal with? people that watch wrestling live and don't understand how 360 degrees work. I get so angry. You know, people count the swings. He's doing the swing on The Miz. And they go, 1, 2, 3. No, he's at like 2 at that point. They count it like seconds and not as rotation.
I think they count it like every like 180 degrees.
Yeah, they're fucking stupid. They're terrible. It's not that hard. Not that hard. Oh my God, it's not that hard.
It's never going to change.
Drives me nuts.
Though. Never going to change.
Drives me nuts.
Cesaro also killed 4 men with his tower suplex thing.
Yeah, he killed men quite often in this.
I don't know if it's called a tower suplex or tower superplex. I put a trademark because I'm trademarking.
It's tower suplex. We looked it up.
Trademark.
You can't trademark.
Trademark.
It's.
And I had put hashtag bring back blading. Cesaro is, he's doing it.
It wasn't he a bladed. Blade.
He fucking bladed.
He just caught a hangnail off somebody and caught a belt buckle.
I'm also waiting for somebody to inevitably throw up during the swings.
I'm surprised they haven't. Or at least get dizzy.
Because what was the one where he's done the most swings?
That was last month?
Yeah, because it was like 18, something like that.
It was a lot.
I was just like, they're dead. They might die. Done.
This movie is super fast paced.
Movie?
This movie?
This yeah. movie's fast paced.
It felt like a movie. This match was fast paced. A lot of spots. A lot of European uppercuts, which I love.
Cesaro is so good at doing them.
I love the European uppercuts. There was a skull crushing finale to Kevin Owens on the outside, which is awesome. I love that finisher because I made it up as a kid. Trademark. Before The Miz was probably born, because I'm fucking old. That was my finisher. I made that finisher.
Should have trademarked it.
Should have. I was like 6. I didn't know any better.
You got to get into business
like,
early.
I was just like, Brutus Beefcake, I love you. You should do this move. Here, I'll do it on my Alf stuffed animal. Show you how to do it. Did I ever tell you that? That's totally something. As a kid, I loved Brutus Barber Beefcake.
Okay.
And I had an Alf stuffed animal, because I loved Alf. And I cut all his hair. Because I would wrestle him and pretend I was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Why would you cut Alf's hair?
Because Brutus Beefcake would cut your hair after he beat you. Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
So like his entire so you'd body. Like
so you'd like beat him and then just like start cutting his hair?
Yeah. So eventually like his entire body was just like hairless almost. And my mom and dad got so pissed off. So the thing was like really hard. This is back when toys were hard to find.
Yeah.
So you found it, and yeah, I just cut all its hair off.
Did you have to explain it?
No, they knew. They knew what it was. Because they'd be like, what are you doing? I'd be strutting and cutting. And I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, that's totally.
Anyway.
That's absolutely true.
This Fatal 4-Way was super fun. It was the match of the night.
The Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn fighting forever was their demise.
Mm-hmm. As it should be. I love that angle. It's so good.
Because Sami Zayn fucking snapped. He had the match won. Kevin Owens pulled him off. They fought outside, and The Miz snuck in and stole the pin, retained his title.
God, I'm so happy Miz still has the title.
I love Miz. So I love him. I want him to have another heavyweight run.
Think he's got another one in him?
I think so. Yeah. If they give it to him. Yeah. I also thought Cody Rhodes had one, too.
R.I.P.
He's not dead.
He's just not with the company.
But, yeah, he did ask for his release, and he's gone, which is sad, because I love Cody Rhodes.
I am okay with it, because I think he will do great in other...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they were not utilizing him, right? I just wanted to... wherever he goes, just bring back dashing Cody Rhodes. That's all I ask. He's fantastic. He should have been a top guy at least once. He should have had a run up there because he's solid in the ring. He's really good character. He's just good. And the WWE fucked up. I really truly believe they fucked up.
I mean, that's, yeah, he posted this big thing on Twitter that was basically what he was saying.
Yeah, they had a very good talent, but instead Roman Reigns is carrying your title.
Roman Rollins.
Ugh.
All right, so the next match.
Fucking sucked. The next match fucking sucked, and I swear to God, it was like 45 minutes long.
I was trying to think of a good way to say sucked my balls.
It was Raven's Clockwork Orange House of Fun, starring Dean Ambrose and Chris Jericho. This is the Asylum match, which if anybody's excited for it, I'm sorry.
A lot of people were excited for it.
It was a cage match with shitty weapons hanging above it. Shitty weapons. They couldn't even hang it.
The mop is the lamest thing because all I know is that The only reason why Mop was there was so you could have him mop Jericho and then have a bucket so you could have tacks in it.
I think it's just
why
so
couldn't there just be a fucking bag of tacks?
I think it's just so they could make their countless Perry Saturn references, which is all I think of when I think of a mop. And they had his potted plant, which started this fucking feud that they never used.
Oh, that's right.
They had a straitjacket, which continued this feud, which they never used. They tried to for 2 seconds, and then it goes away.
Yeah, that was stupid. I don't know why they.
It has the Brock Ambrose written all over it. Oh, here's these cool weapons, which we'll never use. Oh, we get the barbed wire 2x4. It'd be awesome. Only Jericho uses it.
That was the one I got so fucking pissed. When he had the barbed wire. Okay, he has the barbed wire plank. Then, what was it, like, Ambrose, like, rushed him or something? And he, like, hits the rope. And he just flings it. And it's done.
I think him and Roman Reigns were on a 2 second delay in their matches because they both delayed shit. Roman Reigns delayed selling in his fucking match. He hit a chair on the steps and then at least 2 seconds later, he's like, oh, wait, that hurt my hand. Ow. Or when AJ chop blocked him and then he rolled around for a couple seconds and he's like, oh, wait, my leg really hurts now. What the fuck, you moron? I hate you. But I'll get to that goddamn
JBL match. Wished that Brian Saxton was dead during this match.
Yeah, I said, Jimmy Hoffa's buried in New Jersey. I wish you were, too. Holy shit. Being JBL, I'm only going to assume it's because Byron Saxton's black. Because JBL's that much of a piece of shit. I did give credit to Chris Jericho going old school for me.
Oh, taking the tax?
No. When he came out, he was wearing jeans.
Oh, that's right.
So what people used to do for street fights and Extreme Rules, because that was their way of showing, this isn't a wrestling match. I've come for a fight. I'm just going to wear my street clothes, even though I'm probably sure you're probably less mobile in jeans.
Well, they can't be real jeans. They're probably like polyester type jean things.
Speaking of people who wear jeans, before we go any further, Dean Ambrose isn't very good.
Gonna have a lot of people mad at you, Kyle.
He's really not.
It's okay, because I'm with you, because I've slowly started realizing this. I used to really, really like Dean Ambrose. I really, really did. But he is just not doing anything that's making me like him.
He's not the greatest wrestler. All he has is his lunatic gimmick.
Which
he does nothing to back up.
It's stupid. Well, here's the thing. It's dumb. It's just, why can't you have him more, like, his symbol is, like, you know, the D, like, with anarchy. Like, anarchy.
Yeah.
Why can't he just be more, like, we're going to go D&D terms, like, chaotic neutral. Something like that. Not just, well, I'm wacky and
I'm
crazy.
I'm wacky because I say I am. And he's sloppy in the ring. In this match, he does his elbow drop off the top of the cage, which doesn't look that impressive. Because his elbow drop is a clothesline. He just bends his arm when he does it. He did. I'm going to assume he couldn't because of the cage. His little bounce off the second rope thing.
Yeah. Well,
Instead, he gets thrown into the ropes in this. He jumps up and does that bounce off the top rope. He just looks like a fucking idiot when he does it.
Didn't look good.
It looked absolutely terrible. There was the funny part, though, where he got the nunchucks. And Jericho's like, what are you going to do with those? I got this. And then he started, like, using them. And the announcer's like, he knows how to use them. No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He fucks them up.
What did he even do with the nunchucks? Did he just, like, hit Jericho with them?
He just hit him with them,
That's another thing about using the weapons, is that they don't even use them for that much. Like, they hit him once and they just, like, toss
him. He's the Energizer Dummy, Maggle.
I laughed for far too long after JBL said that. I was just shocked by how stupid it was. It was so great.
And I would say for this match, you would think, I don't think we're the only ones that's starting to fall off the Ambrose bandwagon. The crowd was dead fucking
silent.
Well,
there's a this is boring chant.
This match was boring. This match was long.
Let me tell you what I did during this match. I got the laptop. I pulled up on WWE Shop because during the commercial, they were like, free shipping if you use Extreme. And I was like, I can buy something really fucking stupid and not have to pay $7 for shipping. I looked all through the sales stuff, looked at some Sasha Banks shirts. I tried to see if there was any cool new Shinsuke stuff. I was trying to see if, you know, I could get that Alexa Bliss signed picture again, or like the mugs and stuff. I couldn't really find them or anything. So then I ordered my Sheamus 515 shirt because I love Sheamus. And then I used a little code to check out and I checked my emails and then I closed the laptop after I did it, and it was still fucking going on.
For like another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Smash is boring. They did pull out the thumbtacks, which Jericho took.
Mm-hmm.
He took the thumbtacks and bled quite a bit.
Dean Ambrose took the thumbtacks, although I'm not sure if he was supposed
to. Like a fucking moron. He countered a codebreaker, threw Jericho onto the thumbtacks, which Jericho sold like he's a Broadway star. The screaming this man did in this match. Fantastic. I love Jericho selling. And then Ambrose does dirty deeds, but his back falls onto the tax.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dumb. Ambrose wins. Shocker. He actually won a match.
Are they going to end this feud now? I don't know what to do with him anymore.
I don't think they know what to do with him. It's like Bray Wyatt. You can't just say he's the next Undertaker without having to be the next Undertaker. You can't, just because you give him thumbtacks doesn't make Dean Ambrose the next Mick Foley.
Which is what they're basically trying to do.
It doesn't. Mick Foley had more personality. And this has come from a guy that shit on Mick Foley not that long ago.
This is true. You did go on a pretty lengthy rant on how...
I will tell you why. In one match. We'll explain why. Watch the I Quit match with him and The Rock when he was okay with being handcuffed and taking vicious chair shots one after the other to where he could not protect himself at all. I don't respect that kind of wrestling. It's disgusting.
I just think you're a fucking pussy.
Send that shit back to CZW or wherever.
I fucking love CZW.
Name one person from CZW. That's all I thought. I don't watch CZW, so I might be shitting on something I shouldn't be. Whatever. I just don't like it. It's gross, and it shouldn't be done. Have you noticed, though, do they do the Don't Try This at Home anymore? I just realized, I don't think...
Yes, I believe it's in the opening.
Is it?
Yeah, because when it's talking about, like... Yeah, it says, warning, don't try this at home, and then it has all the, like...
I miss when they
just used... because you have a cousin named Dean Ambrose doesn't mean it's the actual Dean Ambrose. Yes.
I miss the old days where they would just show fucking injuries and say, like, you know...
Well, they technically do that because, like, remember when they showed all the John Cena surgery shit?
Yeah, no, but at the beginning of every event, would show a montage of injuries.
Yeah.
And say, like, don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Like, the injuries are real.
How many times did you actually try it at home, Kyle?
Just against Alf. Okay. Yes. Whatever, I was just giving the high knee and the sleeper, you know? That's all I was doing. Moves weren't that fancy back then. God, this match was shit. I can't express enough. And I knew, because remember, you're like excited? It's Dean Ambrose. I go, he's fucking terrible.
That is not what I said. I didn't say that. I said, I know that you don't want to see this match, but it could be good, because I still try to be hopeful.
You have Chris Jericho who can wrestle, and Dean Ambrose that I've come to terms with, he can't. Very well. He has personality. That's what's getting him over with people. He's not, when people can't get good matches out of him, when you're fighting Chris Jericho and you can't get a decent match, can't blame Chris Jericho. Look at his matches with AJ.
True.
Look at his
even matches. Even though that feud was fucking stupid.
It was stupid, but they put on really solid matches. When you have terrible booking against Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. I want to love them, but their booking is so shitty.
I still love Bray Wyatt.
So shitty.
I mean, I'm angry that he hasn't been getting the pushes that he needs.
Did you know the Wyatt family has not won a pay-per-view this year?
In 2016?
I know they haven't been on many. They weren't even at WrestleMania.
Well.
They did not have a match at WrestleMania. They were not on the WrestleMania card.
They technically were.
But, you know, like.
Yeah.
When they're not on the Mania card, it's Cody Rhodes syndrome, people not knowing what to do. I really think they don't know what to do with Ambrose, so they just keep putting him in bullshit feuds.
I don't know why he just isn't.
Just put him in the IC.
That's exactly, yeah, just put him in that IC running.
Title run with everybody else. They have a scapegoat next month. They'll put him in Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Give him Money in the Bank. Give him some sort of motivation. Let him be, if you're going to go with this lunatic nonsense, let him fucking go just balls deep with it. You know, like.
Are we talking about TNA Sting?
I mean, you know, in this match with Jericho, have him set a table on fire and try to put him through it. Have him injuring himself like Mankind used to do.
Yeah.
You know, like you give him the Mankind shiv, which Mankind used to just stab into his own leg. Let Dean Ambrose be fucked up and put fear in people. I did like Jericho selling when he saw the tags. The look of fear.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. See, Ambrose, it doesn't take much. You have to get part of it. I'll say the same thing to Roman Reigns. You just gotta try a little bit more.
So the next match.
And they didn't even use the fucking pot of
pie. Fuck you. Next match. I wrote zero notes down. I have absolutely nothing to say about this shit. Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Natalya.
It's a fine match. As a submission match, which didn't really play into it at all, which is bullshit, and it should have. This could have been a great match. Ric Flair was barred from ringside, and I immediately said, my guess was Charles Robinson. I said, someone's going to interfere. So Natalya gets Charlotte in the sharpshooter. Ric Flair's music hits. Charlotte's like, fuck you, that's him, I win. Yay, I win. We see a robe and a wig, obviously, backing up, and I was like, oh, it's Charles Robinson. Fucking Dana Brooke?
Who's apparently now allied with Charlotte, guess.
What?
Or paid by, I don't know.
So Natalya taps to the figure eight. But I don't get the Dana Brooke thing. I don't get why she was called up already.
Why is she being pushed so hard? Yeah. Honestly.
She's burying Becky. What? She came up before Bayley? Okay.
I
She's not that great. Not very good on the mic at all. The only thing she had going for her when she came up was her and Emma teaming together again.
Mm-hmm.
Emma just had back surgery. Shipped Dana Brooke back down to the minors, dude. You're not going to big cast her, which apparently on the pre-show we had missed it. Dudley boys are in the ring talking about what's like the big stream. Big cast came out and beat the fuck out of both of them.
Yeah. I love what they're doing with big cast right now.
It's great. If I was him when it's like, hey, Enzo's back, he'd be like, oh,
no.
Well, there went that fun.
Well, I think when their inevitable split up happens.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. I think that it'll be fine.
I don't like Dana Brooke. I think she's boring and bland. And
should have brought Alexa Bliss.
And she's not quite at the level with the Divas. I don't know why she helped Charlotte keep the title.
Yeah.
Because they're bad.
So speaking about the women wrestlers, in NXT, is Asuka ever going to go to main roster or is she just going to do NXT?
I don't think any of them are just ever going to do NXT. Okay. I think they're all primed to come up. Yeah, that's the whole point of NXT.
Well, originally, when Asuka first came on, I read some things about that they were just going to keep her in NXT.
I don't think that at all.
Okay. Because I want to see her on main roster because I love Asuka.
I think it will happen that they'll all be on the main roster eventually. Some will be kept in NXT longer. Bayley's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's the longest tenured person right now in NXT. I could be wrong on that because Ty Dillinger or somebody might have been there longer. But I think Bayley's been there the longest out of anybody that's
Finn
still there.
Finn has only been there since like 2014.
Yeah, not that long. If even that long.
Yeah, it was like 2014 when it was. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe a Tommy. He doesn't count because he hasn't wrestled in 2 years.
When is he going to be back?
Who fucking knows? I don't know. I've given up on that.
What was his injury anyways? I don't even remember.
I have no idea. I've given up on him. I really have.
I have not been happy with the women's division as of late because it was super strong where there were pay-per-views where we were more interested in the women's matches.
And now it's like, where are all the women? I know Sasha's hurt.
Yeah.
Why is Becky just falling off the face of the earth? Where's Paige?
She's just fucking doing Total Divas. And
she's been wrestling.
Blasted by Del Rio.
Yeah, she's getting fucked by Del Rio pretty hard. Emma's injured. You know, where's Alicia Fox? I don't like her. Where was she at?
Where's anybody? Eva Marie.
Yeah, what happened to Eva Marie? God help us for saying what happened to Eva Marie.
Naomi. Where's Naomi been?
Yeah, and Tamina. And where did these people go?
Because as of late, it's just been Natalia, Charlotte.
Dana Brooke. Barry and Becky. Emma was up there, but she's hurt. Where's Summer Rae?
Oh, God. I never thought I'd hear the day.
You have such a strong, big division of women wrestlers. Where are they? Who's fighting Charlotte next? Sasha when she comes back? Even before she was injured, she hasn't been on TV in quite a while. She was just recently injured.
She might have been on some random SmackDown that we didn't watch.
Not
pay-per-view wise, I think WrestleMania has been the last one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was. What's going on here? Stephanie, get on it.
Start wrestling.
Oh, it's because it was the Divas Revolution before. Now they're not Divas. Stephanie's like, my work here is done.
I wipe my hands.
Fuck you, ladies.
All right, Roman Reigns can stay AJ Lee.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's AJ Styles.
Like that.
In an Extreme Rules match, which is the exact same as a no DQ match. It starts off with, I'm the big man and you're the little guy and you have to beat me with quickness, which is dumb, because Roman Reigns is not Braun Strowman. He's not fucking Big Show. He might be fucking Big Show, I don't know. But he's not slow and plodding powerhouse. He's a fast guy. Don't get it. The fans were having none of him.
There's immediately a you can't wrestle chant.
And then the, Roman sucks.
Roman sucks.
Then they fight in the crowd forever. My least favorite thing in wrestling. It's fine on TV. Instead, we're planning on going to see a pay-per-view upcoming live. So I tell you, if that happens there, you'll fucking hate it because you just have to stare at the TV the whole time.
True.
It defeats the purpose. The first time Roman puts AJ through a table is a cool spot.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Crowd just chants, you still suck. Then Roman learned a new move. Like,
oh my God.
He leveled up.
He
evolved.
He did a razor's edge into a powerbomb, and it was actually pretty impressive. It was
pretty impressive. Nope. Fans were like, you still suck.
Which, you know.
We gave him the slow clap. He learned a new fucking move. All I goddamn wanted him to do is get better each time.
He tried to do like a flying knee, but then
he did a flying knee and fucking stumbled and fell. Whatever. It happens. Keep at it, dude.
Keep
getting better. Again, twice, Roman's delayed selling. Really bothered me. That's what I rewound to show Lincoln and fucked it all up.
Mm.
So apparently AJ got put through a table again. We missed that part. And then the club came down and they hit the move on Roman Reigns and threw AJ on him. Roman kicked out. Then the Usos came down and they beat them all up. And then AJ grabbed a chair and beat the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Beat the shit out of
everybody. Even though Roman completely like no-selled every chair shot.
This was right after he hit the Styles Clash on a chair, was pinning Roman, and one of the fucking Usos pulled him off. I'm like, you coward.
It's because you got the bloodline, Kyle. You gotta preserve the bloodline.
That's not what faces do. They're not gonna die. The bloodline is still there.
Bloodline.
The bloodline thing is fucking stupid. Because
we're Samoan.
Fucking stupid. They should just call them Rock Fam. We're the Rock Fam. Yeah, AJ just wails on the Usos and Roman Reigns with his chair, and it was awesome.
The only thing about Roman no-selling the chairs is they could be going, he could have been like, I'm passed out. Giving them the benefit of the doubt. I just normally, if somebody gets hit with a chair, you want to see them writhing in pain.
Well, you know what? A good reason why he could have no sold it is because they allow him to wear a padded fucking vest still.
Yeah.
The Shield has not been around for years. Let it go. Let it go, Roman. So, yeah. So after the chair shots, AJ's like, phenomenal forearm. Here it comes. Countered into a spear. One spear. And he loses. Roman Reigns wins.
Hashtag just Roman things.
He got a Styles Clash. Styles Clash on a chair. The big boot or whatever they call it. The boot of doom.
Boot of doom, I think is what it's called.
Terrible name.
Whatever.
The club, everything about the club is terrible names. What else did he get? 20 chair shots.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of fucking moves. Kicks out. One spear though. AJ's dead.
That's all it takes.
And then out of nowhere comes Seth Rollins. Who hits the pedigree, lays him out, holds up the title.
That's great.
He's same old Seth.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. He has new gear, though. I like it.
We'll see. I kind of hope he doesn't have a new theme. I don't know. I kind of like his theme.
I
like his theme because it's one of those that as soon as it hits, it's just like perfect music for him just like fucking run out.
I missed him so much, Lincoln.
We're going to watch Raw tomorrow. He's going to be there.
I'm not watching Raw. But...
Well, we're going to tape it.
Yeah.
I have to work, so I'm gonna
yeah, I gotta work really fucking early. I have to work in like a couple hours.
It's going to be great.
After this? No, it's not.
How do you take it's going to
suck. So what are your predictions for Money in the Bank, you think?
You know, it's
do
really...
Do you think Rollins and Reigns are going at it?
I do. I wish it was Rollins versus AJ, but...
Because it would be a much better match.
I think what it's going to go
I say that Rollins and Reigns could be good because they have come up in the same system together.
Yeah. I mean, they've had to have trained with each other a lot.
Well, and FCW and NXT. And so I have high hopes for that.
I see Rollins getting his title back at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I can see Triple H interfering.
Well, I mean, we'll see if they're still doing kind of the authority thing or what. I don't know.
We shall see. Cena will be back.
Who do you think's getting Money in the Bank?
I hope it's Kevin Owens, but I could see Dean Ambrose as well. I think it needs to be a heel.
I don't see Sami Zayn getting it.
No. To me, a face should never win Money in the Bank.
When's the last time a face did win Money in the
Bank? Cena, I think.
Oh.
Not that long ago. The problem with it's not a face thing to do. When the faces get it, they're like, all right, I'm going to cash it in at SummerSlam in 2 weeks. Well, that's fucking dumb. The point of the Money in the Bank is you just got your ass beat in a match. Cashing in, I'm going to beat you right now. As you're bloody and filled with tacks. I'm going to pin you. It's a heel move. I hope Kevin Owens gets it. And Kevin Owens would be fantastic with that briefcase. We shall see.
Well, here's the thing, though, about the Money in the Bank.
I think it has to be him or Ambrose. I don't know who else.
I would be scared of Kevin Owens getting it because what if they did a stupid fucking storyline where he cashes in during a Sami Zayn versus somebody match? Not to get the title, but to beat up Sami Zayn. That'd be fucking stupid. And you know it's something that they would do. Yeah, imagine that.
But he wouldn't need to cash it in. He could just come down and beat him up. You're cashing in on the champion. They could do, because apparently they can cash in on any title. What if Sami Zayn wins the like IC title and he cashes in?
And he
in
just immediately cashes in.
Just to take it from him.
Yeah.
That would suck.
See, that's I was just thinking of like something stupid with, because I love the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens feud. I hope it doesn't last too much longer, because as much as I like it, it's going
to end. It needs to end at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It needs to end.
But it also gives them excuses to do dumb shit like that I'm scared that they'll try to do.
I don't think they will.
What about AJ Styles with money?
In a way, it'd be cool, but in another way, he's lost his chance twice. I mean, he had his chance at a title.
So with Rollins back, who is Styles going to feud with now, exactly?
Who knows? Maybe Dean Ambrose. Because Dean Ambrose kind of knows Roman and the friends. Maybe a returning John Cena.
Oh, that'd be good. But no, maybe, he's probably going to go with Rusev.
Maybe AJ goes after The Miz.
Oh, that'd be great.
Maybe Maybe it's Cesaro just internal conflict with him in the club. Maybe he fights Finn Balor.
I want to take a minute.
Or maybe he just fights like Baron Corbin some. It's AJ and Apollo Crews for the next 3 months.
I'm so confused with Finn Balor because I thought that he would have been brought up by now because they've done everything to make you. It's so red hot on the opportunity of pushing him up and having him part of the club. Come on. I know that everybody's going to think that that's what it is. I know that they want to try to swerve you. But just fucking do it. Just come on.
My problem with it is until they learn to make the club an actual fucking threat.
Well, that's what.
Or strong, then he needs to not come up.
No.
Because they're a joke.
No.
Finn Balor is the weakest looking one of the four.
Hold on. Hold your fucking horses.
You know this.
What they need to do is have Finn Balor come up and be like, you guys fucking suck. I need to be the real leader to tell you how to actually do this shit. And then he'll take over as the leader of the club. And then they'll be a big powerhouse.
They will still have him job the whole time.
No, Kyle. No.
Two people have left in the past month due to shitty writing. And you're going to tell me they're going to write them correctly?
Yes.
That is a foolish statement. Honestly, I think the best thing for Finn Balor right now is to be in NXT. I really do. For one, you take Finn Balor out. You have Samoa Joe and you have Shinsuke. Who else do you have?
The Drifter and Austin Aries.
Like, there's NXT, they have taken them down to fucking bare bones. They don't have a lot of people anymore. They're viable options. So, like, I really think Tyler Breeze needs to send some people back, personally.
Send all of the social outcasts down.
Send Apollo Crews back, because nobody's giving a fuck about him. Yeah. Send Tyler Breeze back, because you aren't doing anything with him. Send some people back.
Sure, there's really been nobody that is a, like, fresh person in NXT, because everybody there, you know, Shinsuke came from New Japan. Everybody else came from TNA.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you have Eric Young and Bobby Roode, I guess, is coming.
But aren't they tagging, though? I thought they were tagging.
I don't know. But NXT is basically becoming TNA in New Japan right now.
Yeah, that's it.
That's another problem I was like.
I don't know where the Drifter guy comes from. Adrian, whatever.
I don't know. Fuck that.
I fucking hate his gimmick. Please stop, please. You're a good wrestler. And I don't hate you.
They'll fix the gimmick. That's match, part of NXT.
Your match with Nakamura was good.
But you know what? People love No Way Jose for some reason.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that he even exists.
Yeah, because he's kind of bland and not very entertaining.
He could get better.
He could.
He could definitely
put him with New Day.
That could have, may work.
I mean, he would fit in with that just insanity that they have going on. That's my thing with why bring Dana Brooke up. There's not that many women in NXT. There is, but there's a lot of brand new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even remember some of their names.
There's been a lot that I don't remember.
Brand new people coming in.
Well, there's the one that she wrestled, I think Asuka, at the WrestleMania, like the, what's it called? Access?
Yeah, Billy Kay is what I'm thinking of.
And she was really good, but I don't remember her name because I don't think I've seen her. Well, I haven't watched the past like two NXTs because I've been really bad. Yeah. But
I do know, because we follow some indie wrestlers now, that a lot of them they're doing NXT tryouts and
hopefully
things like that. Through. So, and Leva Bates, when you get healed up, please come back to NXT.
Well, she said it's a possibility. So.
Yeah, I hope so. I wish they dropped the blue pants thing because it's kind of silly. I wish she could just be Leva Bates.
Well, I mean, they could always, you know.
Blue pants. It's just a dumb name.
They'll bring her back as blue pants and have her, like, burn the blue pants. And I don't know. Just something.
She'll just be blue pants.
The only thing with blue pants is that I'm going to call her blue pants now, just to spite you. She needs to work on her mic work. Because when we were watching the...
Yeah, she's not the best on the mic. She's just being herself.
Veda Scott, I would love to see in NXT.
Deanna might...
Oh, yeah.
I had a tryout, so I'd love to see any of these people try it out, you know? Give them a shot. They could be good. Or they could be Dana Brooke.
Jervis Cottonbelly.
It's not a woman at all.
He's a gentleman, though.
He's a gentleman. He could team with the Vaudevillains. They already got gentlemen.
That'd be pretty good. No, but he's not a heel.
Could make him a heel.
I don't want Jervis to be a heel.
They could make him a heel.
He's so lovable.
He would lose the entire gimmick.
I just want to take his little
face. You do know that, right? Be like Sami Zayn.
I don't want him to not... I never want him not wrestling with Chikara because it just doesn't fit in like any other company.
No. I mean, you know, El Generico wasn't going to work in NXT.
Yeah.
Kevin Steen, I think they just wanted the KO.
Mm-hmm.
I was just watching something the other day and realized they've tried this before. I don't remember who it was, but they had KO all over their gear.
Mm.
It was like, and they kind of failed.
Well, they had to be like an actual popular person, I think.
I don't remember who it was. God damn it. There's something I was watching, and like they had KO on their tights and all this, and I'm like, they really always just wanted to get that KO over.
It's, I mean, it's a smart thing. It makes merchandise really easy to make.
Yeah, and he's amazing, and he could stick him with any gimmick. Can you imagine if like Kevin Owens got the Tyler Breeze gimmick?
I was going to say Stardust. Stardust becomes an entity like the Phoenix from X-Men, and it just goes into Kevin Owens.
Like, if you could, well, you know, just if they came at a different time.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Sami Zayn having the Adam Rose gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, the dancing party guy.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just funny to think about.
So, what's our next pay-per-view we got?
Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank next?
Money in the Bank.
Ooh,
Money
yeah, Bank. That one. Okay, so Money in the Bank.
It'll be a couple days late.
Yes. Kyle, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Indie PopCon all 3 days. So if we have any fans out there that are going to Indie PopCon, check me out. And then I'll be like, wow, you really know me. And then I'll probably mace you and call the police because I'm scared of people. But I'll be there all 3 days with Mercedes, who's been on a couple of our episodes. She'll be there. Voltron might be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good time. And you're going to be?
I'm seeing Dead & Company, which is the remnants of the Grateful Dead that are still alive. Not all of them, obviously.
No.
But with John Mayer, and it's going to be a fun, fun time. But I will not be here for like 3 days. So. Yeah.
So we won't be here for Money in the Bank. Please, no spoilers. Actually, we don't give a fuck. You can spoil
it. Not really.
Spoilers don't ruin wrestling for me.
True. Me either, yeah.
You could text us and be like, oh my god, like John Cena came back and won. I'd be like, all right.
Not cool.
I'd still want to watch it.
Yeah.
So we are still going to watch it. We just will not be able to watch it live. So that one will be a little bit late. In September, ours will probably be a little bit late.
Because we'll fucking be there.
Yeah, we are planning on going to Night of Champions in September, like going live. So if we can get the seats we want,
we'll let you know, because you got to try to find us, because I'm bringing signs.
Yeah, because we really want to get like as close. We want to be able to breathe on the wrestlers.
We're going to try to get ramped.
Because we're fucking marks.
It's going to be great.
Yep. So look for us. And if the episode comes up on time, then just know we couldn't go and we're sad.
And we'll just start out just being me.
Yeah, we could have been there.
Me.
We could have seen the return of Kane.
Me.
No. Yeah, we'd see the card and be like, fuck that. We don't need tickets. We won't go. And it's like, oh, well, all right. Daniel Bryan returned. That was clever. Oh, there's an impromptu main event of Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk. God damn it. It's not going to happen, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll be getting tickets very soon. So those will be a little bit late.
Yep.
We got a bunch of episodes coming up.
Yep.
Actually behind in a good way.
No.
So we have a surplus of episodes.
No, it's all great.
I would say not wrestling, but we do have a wrestling one in the backlog.
Have one on the back burner, don't worry.
Yep. And we are going to try to catch TNA.
Yes.
Sometime this
month. Whatever it's called, Slammiversary.
Yeah. Probably won't be able to see it live because
I don't know.
In all honesty, I don't know when they air or where they air.
We'll figure something out.
I have no idea. Their schedule's really fucked up, and apparently their website was down. So,
oh yeah, that's right. When we try to look,
so I don't know. We'd like to try and catch them while they still exist. Don't expect TNA every time. That'll probably be the last one. Maybe go back and watch some old ones. New shit.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, New Japan, we were thinking about doing. We might still do New Japan.
We would like to. I would like to do maybe a special from Shimmer or Shine.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, if we found Chikara or something, or Ring of Honor. I would really like to broaden our horizons in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we don't do episodes, which might suck, because be like, I don't know who any of these people are.
However, our TNA one that we have not put out, or whatever, was that officially TNA?
It was TNA. Yeah. It was a TNA one night only from this year. That's all I will say. It's coming up very soon.
Even though we didn't know anybody, I feel like it was still a pretty fun one to do.
Yeah, we found some new wrestlers that we like. We've been following, and we got to see, spoiler, Leva Bates is on it, who I really like, and I didn't know if you had seen a match with her.
I'd seen her, a couple times. I mean, I was aware of her. I knew
the hard part with getting some of these, like Shimmer and Shine, they're like on demand only online, and you have to have accounts, and I don't really want to do that.
But they have like DVDs, so we've been thinking about buying a couple.
Buy some DVDs. Yeah. They won't be the new ones, obviously, but... Yeah, I'd like to do some. Maybe we go back and do some old WCW sometime.
Can we do ECW?
Yeah, we can do ECW.
Can we review entire Monday Night Nitro, whatever it was called?
I mean, we can't. Which no, one? All of them?
No, every single long one.
Episode. Maybe we can do some. What was it? Insane Clown Posse's wrestling?
No.
Why not?
I'm not down with a clown this month.
Maybe some Lucha Underground?
Yes, I did just get the first season of Lucha Underground.
The problem with Lucha Underground is it's more like a TV show.
Still pretty good.
It's really good, but they don't have like pay-per-views for us to, you know what I mean?
True. Yeah,
which makes it a little bit easier for us because they're built on storylines and it's...
We'll see.
That one might be a hard one for us to do since we just reviewed the whole season. I don't care. I'm rambling now. Wrestling.
So, yeah, that's all I got, Kyle.
Yep, so overall, this pay-per-view sucked.
I wouldn't say sucked.
It
was okay. That's what I'm going to say. It was okay.
There was like...
The IC title.
There's one really great match and two good matches, and the rest sucked.
Yeah, it was okay.
So, you know, 50% good. Eh, could have been better. Are you seeing any of me right now?
Hustle, loyalty, respect, Kyle.
Ugh, disgusting, dude.
Can't see me.
You're right in front of me. Awesome!